Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 3, where our motto is all about being residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into our weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is March 15th, the third Friday in the month of March. Happy March, happy Friday, happy 2024, and happy Women's Month. That's right, we're still celebrating women, right? And we want to celebrate women all over the world. And so, you know, I want to say this again. I mentioned this last week. You know, I want us to celebrate our womanhood. I want us to celebrate our love, our kindness, our nurturing spirits, our femininity, our gifts, our sacrifices of our bodies to be mothers, sacrifices of our dreams to raise family or even take care of our parents, sacrifices to go in the workforce so you can contribute to the household and be a mother. Just sacrifice so that you serve others. And so I just celebrate women today. And I tell you, you just don't realize how special you are to be a woman, because if there were no women in the world, there would be no people in the world. So thank God for him considering Eve and considering you. Amen. And so, as you know, we're continuing with our workbook. We're going through this journey, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. And if you have not purchased your book, please visit our website at www.iamthelionessqueen.com so you can follow along with us on this journey as we are healing our hearts. And so if you purchased it for yourself, maybe you know someone, a friend or family member who needs this workbook as well to help them work through their trauma. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. I'm truly appreciative to, have continued with this journey of having this podcast for 4 years. And I'm just forever, forever grateful. To God be all the glory. And so this week's episode, we're in week 6. That's right. I cannot believe we're halfway there. We are in week 6. And this week is called Receptive to the New Normal. Be receptive to the new normal. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. And so today I'm going to use a quote that I used from my book. And the quote states, and this is actually the quote is from this chapter, being receptive to the new normal. So the new quote says, when you experience a traumatic event, it is easy for your mind to hold on to the event and replay it continually. But God wants you to stop pressing the rewind on your past and be mindful that there is so much more life ahead of you than behind you. Woo, the new normal. And so the new normal is all about not rewinding back into your past. but looking forward and moving forward in life. And so this, I must say, is not the norm. It is not the norm because a lot of people really relive their past. And so we hold on to the past as if we can relive it, and we can't. You know, we hold on to the past as if we can get a redo or reset, and we cannot. We hold on to the past even when it was not good, it wasn't helpful, it wasn't pleasant, healthy, or even, you know, it didn't even bring us joy, but we hold on to it. And I've mentioned this, you know, before, but research says that our brains naturally gravitate more on the negative than the positive. And definitely, you know, we don't really need to do research to know the reason why, right? We really don't, because this is because of sin that just runs rampant in our human brains, where we're tantalized by more negative things than positive ones. And so as a result, we replay the negative traumatic events in our lives over and over and over like a broken record. And we need a new normal that stops us from pushing the rewind button and play our life the way God wants it to be played. Amen. And so in this week, day one starts out, I start out talking about the storms in your life and learning how that storms are designed really to be receptive and understand that storms have the ability to move you forward and closer to your purpose. But when you're not receptive to how God is moving, then you stay stuck in the storm. And, you know, it's quite interesting to learn that when storms arise, they don't happen everywhere. When rain happens in a town or a city, it's not raining everywhere. So you could be driving in a storm and you decide it's storming too bad, I can't see. You decide to pull over, not realizing the storm is only in that area. Not realizing if you keep driving, it's not going to be storming there. But if you make a conscious decision to keep driving through the storm, then you'll realize, oh, I just came out of it. And so, see, God wants you to drive through the storm, but you have to be receptive to this new normal because you are so used to pulling over during storms and waiting it out. When God doesn't want you to wait it out, he wants you to move forward. Somebody say, move forward. Say it again. I'm going to move forward. Amen. So God wants you to move. He wants you to move. And so think about even during the pandemic, you know, it definitely was a storm we have never, this generation has never seen before. Maybe our great-great-grandparents could have helped us understand what they did over a century ago, right? When they had their pandemic, but nevertheless, it was a storm and we had to drive through that storm. We had to go through it to get to the other side. But there are some people, let me say, who stayed stuck in the storm. There are some people who made comments as this was a conspiracy. It was planned by China. It was planned by the government. They're trying to trick us. No, it was real. And so no matter what you believe, no matter what side of the fence you're on, right? The facts never lie. Say that to yourself. The facts never lie. Truth never lies. And so the one fact that we know that millions of people lost their lives during the pandemic. Millions of people lost their jobs during the pandemic. Millions of people could not bury their loved ones during the pandemic. Those are facts. And it was a new storm this generation, our generation, had never experienced. And so facts cannot lie, but there was a reason why God allowed it. And, you know, there's no different than the plagues that happened in Moses's days, right? They're no different than the plagues that ran rampant. But every storm God allows has a purpose. Say that to yourself. Every storm that God allows has a purpose. So day two talks about how God wants, in your new normal, God wants you to be patient through it all. And definitely the healing process may take time to work through all of the layers. It may take time to really figure out what happened, who did what to you, where did you get stuck, and so forth. But nevertheless, you have to be patient with yourself in the process. And unfortunately, when we are on this healing journey, we compare ourselves to other people. And God created us all to be different, unique, and set apart, which is why we all have a different fingerprint. You're born with a unique identity, a unique fingerprint. Nobody else has your fingerprint. And so you cannot compare your healing journey to someone else. You cannot compare what somebody else went through to what you're going through. And so God is saying in this season, be patient. Tell yourself, I will be patient. Say it to yourself again, I will be patient. And so in this this particular day, I talk about the book of James and how the book of James, I don't know if you've ever read it, but read the book of James. Definitely a good read. Talks about having joy whenever trials in life comes up, right? And whenever trials of life come up, James talks about, in spite of it all, still have joy. Definitely you have to choose. You have to choose to have joy in your life. And this is a decision only you can make. But God wants you to have joy in this new normal. Day three talks about being receptive to healing and not being stuck in the trauma, right? And so when you do not get help with the trauma, you stay stuck in the experience. I'm going to say that again because that really is powerful and that kind of blessed me. When you do not receive and get help in the trauma for your trauma, you stay stuck in the experience. And so I had a cousin who unfortunately, she just recently passed away. And she lost her son to gun violence over 35 years ago and never moved on from it. And unfortunately, she turned to drugs. She became a drug addict and just self-medicated to cope. She self-medicated to ease the pain. She talked about her son all the time as if he was still alive, or every conversation she had, she would bring up the fact that someone took her son away. And so it's really sad to see someone who never gets the help they need to begin to be receptive to their new normal. You know, in this life, we all will have new normals. Pandemic just wasn't one. The trials and tribulations of life will give you a new normal. And yes, it is a new normal when you've lost a child, a mother, a spouse, a best friend, or something, your pet, right? But God never intended for you to stay stuck. Say that to yourself. God never intended for me to stay stuck. And so God never intends for you to stay rereading a bad chapter in your life when there are more chapters written for you to experience. And, you know, I was thinking about this, just like reading a good book. There are good chapters. There are bad chapters. Some chapters you want to throw the book against the wall because of what happened. You're so surprised and upset. But nevertheless, what do? You keep reading it. Well, in the same regard, God wants you to keep reading your story because your story is for his glory. Amen. Day four talks about the only way to be receptive to this new normal is by staying in the presence of God. And you have to stay in his presence so that God can heal you in those broken spaces and places. When you do not stay in his presence, then you focus more on what happened than focusing on getting to the next chapter God is destined for your life. Again, you know, I emphasize this a lot in the book, right? But healing is all about your decision, what you choose, what you decide to do. And ultimately, if you really want help, you know, the enemy cannot make you do more, any more than you give him access to do. He cannot make you do more than the space and time you give him in your mind. So are you going to continue to press rewind, or are you going to press play and see what the end is going to be? Amen. Day five is my residue-free Friday. You know, my Fridays are all dedicated to composing my personal psalm unto the Lord. And this is why you need to get the workbook so you can write your own personal psalm, because I have prompts that help guide you, right? And so here's my psalm. Baba, how excellent is your name. I am in awe of the specific storms you assigned to my life. The specific people who were friends, family, co-workers, supervisor, husbands, were all pre-selected to help me discover my why. I know every life that has crossed my path was all on purpose for my why. Oh God. I know there's more work for me to do and how I handle the storms in my life. Sometimes I know I act like the disciples did, a hot mess, when you have already pre-planned the storm ahead of time for me. You are a pre-planning kind of God who is never caught off guard. One would think I would, you know, be stuck in the storm of grief, but I'm not. I was stuck in the storm of divorce, and that one almost took me out, but God. It was my most challenging hurricane in my life, but I made a decision to choose joy instead of pain. When I made the decision, the winds and the waves stopped blowing in my life. I found a purpose in the divorce. Baba, I know now that is victory when we find peace in the eye of the storm. Me being more open, I need to be more open to what you are doing in the storm. And I know that, you know, when the winds and the waves are coming, it is all about my soil, aka my heart, aka my thinking. My soil must be loose. It must be fertile to be receptive to your will and to your ways. The only way I have the strength in the storm is staying in your presence. When you are in the eye of the storm with me, my flesh gravitates to the eye, it gravitates to the wind. But when I focus on your presence, focus on you being with me, it calms my fear, calms my anxiety, that no matter the storm, no matter what's going on in the storm with the winds and the waves, no matter how it may look, God did not give it permission to take me out like Job. Baba, I will stop pushing the rewind button on my past storms. I will stop rewinding those negative thoughts that are defeating and do not help me move forward. Baba, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your presence that has the power to cast down everything that is not like you. I don't want to be afraid in my storms. I want to be the disciple you chose me to be. A disciple who has no fear, because Jesus is resting in the storm, because he knows that the storm does not have dominion to take me out. And so I don't have to be afraid. Amen. Day six is all about being open to help, which is vital to our healing journey. You do not have to do this alone. I'm going to say that again. You do not have to do this alone. So no one can make you seek out help. No one can force you when you want to stay stuck. It's all up to you. And so this week was all about being receptive to the new normal. And what is the new normal? The new normal is moving forward. The new normal is turning the page. The new normal is not rereading old chapters, because you have more chapters in your story. And so I encourage you today to stop being stuck. Stop rereading bad chapters in your life. Stop rewinding traumatic events as if they give you joy. Stop and start being open and receptive to the new things that God is trying to do in your life. And so it's all about you. It's what you choose to do. No one can make this choice for you. And I asked this question last week, and I just want to ask it again. This is a big question. Am I investing in my healing? Ask yourself that question. Am I investing in my healing? If you are not, start today. Choose to get on this train and heal from your trauma today. God gave us free will. He gave it to us. So it's all up to you. And so I could not have made it without all of the support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And get your book while supplies last, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Until next time, let's heal to open the new door, and believe God will restore in 2024. Amen and amen.